What's going to be ploini bualishti? A husband says that I know that this man lived with my wife. The locher is also who v'yachom etzar from the horgoy. The husband and another aide could be mitzar together to have this man killed. That husband is saying ploini bualishti. Husband is saying I know the way this Reuven lived with my wife, and therefore Reuven deserves to be killed. So if the husband and another man come to Bezdin, we'll kill this Reuven. But we won't believe them to have his wife killed. Why? Because the same svara that an Adam is korvei to lishtoi, so you're not nema to say that your wife did an avera. By saying that your wife had znus, it's like saying upon yourself, so you're not nema. The Gemara says, my kamashmans, what are you teaching me over here? What is Rabbi teaching me? The mafagina b'dibura, that we could divide up these words. That we believe you what you're saying, that this man Reuven lived with your wife. So we believe you that this man lived with an Eishes Ish. Therefore, Bezdin hears from two people that this Reuven lived with an Eishes Ish. Therefore, Bezdin will kill this Reuven. But we do not believe them that it was his wife, because the husband is not nem with the same Navera, can't pass his wife. Where it says, if so, Hainuach, the same aloha, Rav before, by plenty of Anil Ritzani. So what are two cases before? Tomorrow says yes. In the other world, my word is to say, Adam korvei telatzumei amrinam. In the first case, when you want to say that this Shimon had Mishkav Zacha with he himself, so then we do not believe you. Because if we believe you that you had Mishkav Zacha also, you're making yourself into Russia. And a person is not believed upon himself. That's called Adam korvei telatzumei. We can't believe you to say this upon yourself. So that's one case. But Eitel Ishtoi Lo Yamrinon. But I would have thought to say, if the husband wants to say this about his wife, maybe it's not called like one person. You're not called a Karov to your wife. Maybe you would be Nema to say your wife had Znus. So maybe we would believe you completely here. When a husband and another aide comes to Bezdin to say, I saw the way my own wife and lived with another man, maybe Bezdin will believe the husband 100% and will have the wife killed also. Kamashvlo, that's the Chiddush of Rav Noam. That is the klal of Adam korvates lishtoi also, like ishtoi kagufoi. Rashi says, et lishtoi amrinon, I would have thought to say, Adam korv linyan liburai. Well, mehenin lahudi burai, lemikla lechavre, little nami, I would have thought to say no, that once we believe the husband, that Reuven lived wife, will kill the wife also. Kamash vlon, that is the klal, Adam is korvates lishtoi. Like ishtoi kagufoi, your wife is like you. So the same way you're not believed to passel yourself, the same way we do not believe a husband to passel his wife. That's Rav's Chiddush, that for the wife who did not believe you, she is not killed, just the other is killed. The other Rav says another halacha.
That Pliny brought al Nara Hamaroso, if you want to say Edis, that this man was Mizana, who Nara Hamaroso, you don't say exactly which lady. You just say Reuven, we saw Reuven, he lived with the married lady, but you're not saying Edis upon the lady, you're just saying Edis, brought this Reuven lived with the Nara Hamaroso. And then we came out to these Eidim were caught to be liars, there's Zoma. So Locher is Nehogim. We give Isa, but in Mishal Menom, we do not make any money. And Rashi explains because they did not come to fight the Isha, lose her Ksuba. They did not say Eidis upon any Isha. They just said, Bo Anar Marasa. Their Eidis was upon them, upon the lady. So therefore, since they did not make her Ksuba, they do not have to pay money. But what's going to be? Bita Shaplaini, you say clearly that this Reuven was Mizana with such and such a Naramarasa, you say clearly her name. So now this Abis wanted to do two things wrong. First of all, they wanted to have her killed, and also they wanted her to lose out her Ksuba. And now we make Hazoma. We find out these Adim are Adim Zenonim. The Loch here is Nehorgan and Meshalmim. In this case, we give the Adim Isa, and before that, we make them pay the Ksuba to the Isha. The question is why, let's say, that there it is, there's also considered the case that you get Misa because you wanted to have the Naam Arasa killed. Now, honey, even though really the money is the Ksuba for her, but the Pshat is Rashi explains here, she's a Nara. On Naam Arasa, the money does not go to her, it goes to her father. So really it was her father that was supposed to get the Ksuba. So you wanted her father to lose out. So they make part lose out, that's called Misa Lazer, Mama Lazer, therefore we make you pay both. Because in the first case, you did not say which lady. It's not make anybody lose out the Ksuba. But the second guess, if you say clearly which Nara Hamarasa, therefore is considered Misa because of her, and moment you're making the father lose out the money, that's called Nefashas Lazer. The Yom HaRav, Rav says another case also, that Ploini Rava Hashor, if two of them say that Ruvain has Nus live with the Shor, so you want to give them both Misa, the Huznu, and now that these Aim are Adam Zalimim, Nahor give the Aim Shaman Mammon. Again, we give them Misa, because they wanted to have this Reuben killed, but since they did not say exactly which Shor, who the owner of the Shor was, so therefore they did not have to pay money. What about if the Adis was Shoyer Shaplani? Shoyer Shaplani is saying clear that Reuben lived with Shimon's Shor, so therefore you wanted clearly Shimon to lose out his Shor and Reuben to be killed. For Huzmu, then we found out these two Adim was Zemimim. Nehogin and Meshalmim, we give these Adim Zemimim to pay back the money of the Shor, and we kill them. Why? Again, because it's called Nehogin and Meshalmim Mamim. Why? Because it's called Mamim Lazer, Unafashas Lazer, the cost of Reuven, and they have to pay money back to the owner of the Shor. So we ask the question of Su Lomli, what do we have to have the second case for? Hainawach, it's the exact same Chiddush as the first case. The Misa and the Ksuba, the money, or else the Roveya with the Shor, it's also Misa Mamin. So Morris is true, but Mishum the Kaboy Boy Alabayev, because we have a question about this case. The Boy Rova Rova has a question like this. Would it be Ploini Rova Shoiri? You say Adis, that this Ruvain lived with your Shor. Mao, do we believe you or not? Could you be Adis here or not? Mi Armina, do we say, a person is curvates a lot, you can't say this on yourself. But the Adam curvates on a minor. But you're not called a curve, negate to your own mom and negate to your own shore, and we believe when you say that you are sure, like live with this man. I do my and Rina, we say here also, Adam curvates on a minor. And if we would not believe you that you say you're sure, live with the man, we would not cure. That was the Shiloh. And Boss said the boy after he asked the Shiloh, heard the push, and then they explained it. That yes, that Adam curvates a lot, may we say, but the ain Adam curvates a person is not called a curve to his mammon. Therefore, we believe you when you say that your shore is the shore to live with this man, and therefore we'll kill both the man and your shore. Here, there's not a psul for Adam curve eats a mammonite. That's the chiddush what Rebbe said over this case of a shore, since there was another shayla involved here. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Yudam and Aleph. Middle of the Gemara says Mishnah again, Makis Peshloisha. To give Malkis, you need a Bezin of three. Achloikis the Mishnah. So, what's the Pshat in the first man, the Yoma? Minoha Namili, how do we know this to say that it's enough to have a Bezin of three? Omar Afuna, Omakro, the Posek says, Ushvatum. Ushvatum means Shnayim. And there's a Posek that says right before Malkis. So, Mashma for Malkis, you have to have at least two Dayonim. And the klal is v'yein bezdin shokul. You can't have an even number for bezdin. Therefore, masifun aleihem moedechod harei kan shloisha. That's how you have three. Therefore, I know you need three dayonim. Rashi shvatim in the middle of Rashi says gabi malchus ksid. There's a pasuk by malchus. Freti gemara if so elo meyatev so the pasuk also right away says v'hetziku es hatzadik. So the chur of hetziku means shnayim. So you have to have another two. The Hershio also means Shnayim. If so, it means six. Ushvatum is two. Vetziku is two. And Vashio is two. If so, that's six. And you can't have six. You have to have an odd number. So Harekan Shiva. If so, you should have to have seven Dayonim then. Samanashar, how come you say three is enough? If you dash in these words, Vetziku and Vashio, Ushvatum, you should have to have seven. Samar says, no. These words of Vetziku and Vashio, that's not here for the Dayonim. Only the word of Shvatim is here for the Dayanim. So Morris says, no, humi boil elikadula. The words of Etzdika and Vashiyu were used for Ulus Halacha. The Yom Ulus says, Remez li Edim Zinamim min HaTorah. How, where's the Remez that there's such a pasture of Edim Zinamim that it with two Edim said Edis, and then another two Edim come and say, you are false, you do not see it, you are with us. So, where's the Remez? So Gemara asks the question, like Remez, where's the hint for this? For the Gemara, Remez, the Edim Zemimim, Voxid, there's nothing in the Pasuk. What do you mean a Remez? The Pasuk says clearly, Kasher Zomam. There's a whole Pasuk, there's a whole Pasuk about Edim Zemimim. That if you wanted to do something bad to somebody else,
that we do back to you, kasha zomam, what you want to do to him, we do back to you. So there's a whole pasha in Devarim Yutes that talks about the pasha of Edom Zenamin. So what do you mean to say, where's the hint for it in the Torah? So more means like this, what Ula meant to say was, Ela remez li Edom Zenamin sheloikin minayin. How do we know that Edom Zenamin get Malkus? That's the kasha. So Rashi explains that the first Mishnah in Malkus explains, it means, Heichod ein hazoma yechonu l'skayim behem. To go in a case where we cannot give them the real punishment of Chash Zomam. To go in when they say upon a Kayin that he was a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza. That's the first Mishnah Makkah, to say upon somebody's Chayiv Golus. And we dash in from Sukkim there that we cannot give a Chayiv Golus or the Chayiv of Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza back to the Edom Zenamin. So in such a case that we cannot give them the real Chash Zomam, what do we do to them? The first Mishnah in Makkah says we give them Malkus. The question is, how do we know that? How do we know that in the case we cannot give them the real punishment of Kasha Zomam, that we give them Malkus? That's what Ulu's question was. So this, the answer is, because the Pasuk says, V'etzdiku es ha-tzadik, they made the tzadik right, V'eshiu es ha-rosha, they made the wicked one wrong, and therefore the Pasuk says, V'hoyim v'nekos ha-rosha, that they give Malkus. That's the Pasha of Malkus. So Mar asks now, Mishum that tzdiku es ha-tzadik, V'eshiu es ha-rosha, V'hoyim v'nekos ha-rosha, just because there's a psak din, and they said somebody's right and somebody's wrong, does that always mean there has to be Malkus? Like a lot of Dina Torah, Yochayiv, he's put in, there's no Malkus involved. Here the Pasuk is Mashmir, but Zikr was a Tzadik, but she was a Rosha, Voyin and Binakais, that you give Malkus. So the question is, what do you give Malkus for? What happened here? So Mor says, the Pasuk is talking about like this, Elo rather, Edim, Shehashiyu es HaTzadik. We're talking about that two Edim, Zimim came, and first they said full Fadis. On a tzaddik, they said that he was a rosha. The yosu edi achrin, another two edim came later, v'tziku es a tzaddik, and they came and made the tzaddik into a tzaddik, the mikora. The shavinu lahanech rishoyim, and they made the first pair of edim to be rishoyim. That's what we're talking about. In the case of edim zimimim, where first edim came and made the tzaddik into a rosha, and then two other edim came and said, no, he's a tzaddik, and the edim are rishoyim. In such a case, the pasuk is saying, in such a case, what do we do to the Edim Zemimim? We give them Malkus. Even though there's a klala of Kasha Zomam, but that's usually. But there are certain cases where the Malkus starts off where we can't give them Kasha Zomam. So in those cases, they get Malkus. For the Gemara of a Tetigle, if you want to know a Mokor, where to give Malkus to Edim Zemimim, why don't we learn it out? The Tetigle, learn it out. Milay Sana. It's enough and allowed. The Torah says, don't say full Fadis. So the answer is, Mishum Deheveleh Lav Shein by Maisa. Because saying full Seder is only Dibur B'yama, it's a Maisa, and there's no Maisa involved. And the Klal is, V'chol Lav Shein by Maisa, ain't liking a love. You do not get Malkus. The Gemara in Malkus, we'll see later on, learns it out. So Mela, that's all Ulu meant to say here. Here's the remez of Edom Zemim from Mediko and Vishio. Therefore, those two words are not for Dayonim. Only the word of Shivotim is for Dayonim. That's what Tanakhama says enough to have three dayonim. Then the Mishnah says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, B'eskim Mishloisha. No, you need a bezin of 23 to paskin Malkus. For the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, what's his reason? Amar Abaya Asiya Rosh Rosh. He has a Gzera Shava of the word Rosh and Rosh. Michai V'misas. Ksiv Hoch, it says over in the Pasha of Malkus, V'ho Yim Bin HaKaisa Rosh. Says the word Rosh by Malkus. Or Ksiv Hosam, it says in Bamidbar, Asher Hu Rosh Lomus. And they're talking about killing him. So, ma lahalan b'yetzum ishloisha, just like by killing somebody. You need a bezin of 23. Av kan b'yetzum ishloisha. The same thing here also. To give somebody Malkus, you also need a bezin of 23. Rav Omer Rava says, Malkus b'moka misa medis. Another svara. The reason why Rabbi Shmuel says you need a bezin of 23, because he holds Malkus is b'moka misa medis. So Rashi explains, Malkus b'mokim isvet means the chiv on the over al azar was buried. Someone did not listen to Hashem, he did an aveira. Royu lamos, he's fit to be killed. O misa zu knasal of akosiv. Pareyu kiyakos min amisais. In other words, that's what we say, you get Malkus. If you do an aveira, that's mamish like really you deserve to be killed. It's a type of a misa. So therefore, that's the svara. So just like misa needs 23, that's why Malkus also needs 23. Malkus is a type of a misa. But the Gemara, Omer Rav Acha, Bered the Rav of the Rav Ashi. If so, if Rav is right, Umdenolamali. Lamachia. Like, why do we have to check out the person? The locker is, the Malchus is 39. Only if you could take it. We have to check him out to see how much he could take. If he could only take 21, you don't give him more. The question is why? Hidden. I, Vimayis, Lomas. If he dies, let him die. If you tell me now Malchus is the type of a Misom, so why do I care if he dies? So my answer is no. Omalei, Omakro, the Pasuk says, V'nikle Ochicho Li'enecho. That means your brother should be embarrassed in front of you. So in Darshin ki machis, when you hit him, agabo de chai machis. You have to hit a live person. That's the pasuk of a nikla. Rashi explains. Bishor shaloika, the time when you hit him, yia ochicha, it should be your brother, which means he has to be alive. So therefore, you can't give him malchus after he dies. So pshita, you can only give him as much as he can still be alive. The Gemara still asks though, Eloho de Tanya, so still sure, that's what we learned. Omdu lekabel esrim. Let's say the doctor says he could take 20 malchus. 20 he could take. So locher is, ein maki noisi ela malchus arielish dalish, you only give him 18. The kam heve, it can only be something divided by 3. How much is the closest divided by 3 to 20? Timne sorry, that's 18. So you can't give him more than 18 malchus. Even though really he could take 20. Now what's the reason the bottom Rashi says, Shemayin us the Malkus a real ishtalish l'shloshech lokim minim. You have to have Malkus that can be divided up by 3. Why? Because every Malkus has to be Shemaka shtei yodas nachuruf, 2/3 of their whips are on his back, or shlish melefon of 1/3 is in front. Or mikra nafkla melo hena loikul, we're not going to post it. The kiss of Malkus has to be by 3, because you have to give 2 in the back and 1 in the front. So therefore, if you could take 20, but 20 is not a number divided by 3, therefore we can't give him more than 18. Here's the kasha, why? For the Gemara, l'machaya esrin,